Pull on your rubber boots. This is Harvest Week in the vineyards of Burgundy in France. And winemakers around the town of Chablis are bracing for some bad news. The area was devastated by floods, frost, and hail last spring, damaging the vineyards. So there are fewer grapes to pick, and production of Chablis in Chablis is expected to be down 70% overall. Reporter Adeline Sia spoke with some of the winemakers.
The hills in this part of Burgundy are postcard perfect. Around the villages of Chablis and Irancy, you see beautifully combed, lush green vineyards. I'm driving up a hill on the estate of winemaker Christophe Ferrari.
C'est vraiment l'endroit où on veut faire la qualité du raisin et la qualité d'un vin. C'est au travail de la vigne.
The vineyard is where you make the quality of your grapes and your wine, he says. If you can't produce nice grapes, you can't create good wine. There's a stunning 360-degree view at the top and plenty of healthy-looking leaves around. But when you look closely, you realize this greenery hides a dire reality.
Ici, on est donc en la Croix-Rouge, le lieu dit la Croix-Rouge.
Ferrari says here on his 9-acre vineyard, known as La Croix-Rouge, there isn't a single grape, something he hasn't seen in his 30 years of winemaking. He says a harsh winter-like frost killed all the promising buds over 3 nights in late April. The morning after the frost, he saw immediately there would be no harvest from this plot.
Là, y a pas une grappe.
There's not even a single bunch, I asked.
Il y en a peut-être une, mais on va la laisser au blaireau, c'est pour que tout le monde mange, quoi. C'est même pas la peine de venir la chercher.
Well, there might be one, he said, but we'll leave it to the badgers, so that everyone gets something to eat. It's not worth coming up here to get it. You can tell Ferrari is crushed to see all his painstaking work on the vineyard annihilated. He usually produces 20,000 bottles of Chablis a year, but he won't make a single one in 2016. And he's not alone. Most of the region's 750 winemakers were affected by a succession of floods, frost, and hail last spring. Frédéric Guéguin is the president of the Chablis Wine Growers Association. He estimates the harvest will be down to a third of its usual size. Guéguin lives in the village of Préhy. He takes me around his vineyard at the back of his house.
Là, aucune grappe. Vous voyez, on a fait 15 mètres dans la vigne.
Here, no grapes. You see, we walked about 15 yards into the vineyard and I just saw one little bunch of grapes. Usually we have 15 bunches per vine. We may get two or three instead, but it may be worth harvesting. That could be about a fifth of what we normally do, but that's better than nothing.
This plot was almost completely destroyed by a brutal hailstorm last May, eerily following a previous one exactly 2 weeks earlier at exactly the same time of day. Guéguin was just coming home when it hit. He watched through the kitchen window as the hail trashed his vineyard.
Je suis rentré dans la maison et j'ai vu ma vigne.
I went inside the house, and in a few seconds, I saw my vineyard going from a green, leafy state with long twigs to nothing, zero, with a thick layer of hail on the ground. I told myself it would never end. It was hitting so hard. The ground was white as in winter. It was very violent. You could get hit in the face with this. You'd have tears in your eyes, and you'd feel lost.
The DNA of Chablis wine is in the terroir, that quality of the soil that contains limestone and fossils, and gives it its salty, briny taste, and its popularity around the world. Guéguin sells about 30% of his wines in the United States, and his Boston-area importer, Hugh McPhail, says the Chardonnays of Chablis are very distinctive.
The sommeliers love Chablis because it doesn't taste like Chardonnay from any other part of the world. Some people compare it to wet rocks, slate after the rain, things like that. You can close your eyes and generally know that you're having Chablis as opposed to something else.
Back in Burgundy, wine growers see the fresh green leaves in the vineyards as a hopeful sign that next year could be close to normal. But between harvests that occur earlier every year and more frequent freak storms, it's clear to them there's nothing normal about the climate. So Guéguen says they've turned to a defense strategy known as cloud seeding and what would seem like crackpot weather contraptions.
Aujourd'hui, dans le vignoble chablisien, on va mettre en place des systèmes de canons anti-grêle.
Today in the Chablis wine-growing area, we're going to set up anti-hail cannons. What they do is spray silver iodide into the storm clouds to prevent hailstones from solidifying.
So if the timing is right, you get torrential rains instead. Wine importer McPhail is dubious about this technology, but says the economic stakes are so high, it's worth giving it a shot.
There are parts of Burgundy that have been hit by hail 4 years in a row now, huh? With the change in climate. I mean, this is some of the most expensive land in the world, you know. And if you can't grow crops on it, it's a major economic impact.
40 of those anti-hail cannons will be set up in the Chablis area next year, and hundreds of winemakers here hope they will ward off widespread destruction. For the world, Adeline Cyr, Burgundy, France.